Parshas Toldos is a parasha that introduces us to the series of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of the Ovos. Chazal tell us,
I have to go, actually, that's the truth.
Ovos, hein hamarakova. The Ovos are the ones who carry the Rabbeinu Shloidom and carry Klal Yisrael through the Doiris. And this parasha opens us up to the split within the world of what we know as Klal Yisrael and as a Goyim, of Yaakov and Esav. Okay? From one father, from Yitzchak became a Yaakov and an Esav, the two opposites. And we have to understand properly who Yaakov Avinu is and understand his qualities and what made him great and work through the parasha and see how that affects us. Now, if you want to look through Tehillim, Tehillim sort of is able to summarize the qualities of Yaakov and qualities of Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says in Tehillim, sorry, it's not Tehillim, it's in Michal, Titein Emes le Yaakov Chesed Avraham. Titein Emes Yaakov. Yaakov is known as Emes, as truth, and Avraham Avinu is known as Chesed, as kindness. Now, to see the kindness of Avraham Avinu all the way through the parashas until now, it's quite obvious where the chesed of Avraham Avinu was. It's not difficult to determine. But what is very, very difficult to see, if one does not learn the parashas through carefully over here, is where the emes le'Yaakov is. Where Yaakov is defined as being the one who represents truth, the one who represents complete straightness. If one learns through these parashas, we see, unfortunately, exactly the opposite. Not only that, the parasha begins, and parasha says, when they developed, when they matured, the difference between Yaakov and Esav was exactly the point. Esav was Ish Yedea Tzayid Ish Sodeh, he's Yedea Tzayid, he was able to manipulate people. And Yaakov was Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. The apostle said, Ish Tom Einoi Boki B'Kol Eileh, he didn't know how to manipulate. Elo Kaliboi Kain Piv, his heart and his mouth were exactly the same. Yet got what you saw. Misha ainu chorif l'ramois kori tam. A person who is not sharp and able to swindle people is called a tam. So Yaakov's whole definition was tamimus. He was straightforward. He was honest. He was truthful. And Esav was the lout, the gangster, the manipulator. Okay, that is what Yaakov represented. Titin emes le'Yaakov. We went through the parashas. Esav, at the end of this week's parasha, makes a very strong accusation against Yaakov Avinu. Okay, Esav, the gangster, makes a very strong pasuk. He says later on in the parasha, he says, "Vayomer Perek Chazayim Pasuk Lamadvav. Vayomer Hachi Kor Shmo Yaakov. Is his name Yaakov? You know, the old Yaakov we knew about. Vayakveini Ze Pamayim. Es Bechayrosi Lokach Svinimi Ad Bechayra." In other words, Esau said, look at this Yaakov, look at this Jew, look at this Yaakov, this Yaakov was an Ishtom. He swindled me out of my brachas, and he did. And he swindled me out of his bechira earlier on by taking him and finding his weakness and selling for his whole birthright for a soupful bowl of lentils. That's it. That's who Yaakov was. So how does a parsha bring such a chil Hashem, as it were, Yaakov manipulating the brachas and taking away the bechira? And not only that, not only is Yaakov not punished for it, Yaakov Avinu is given the title as Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov is the truthful person. Where do we see that? And not only that, parashas carry on. In the parasha of Vayetze, what didn't Yaakov do to get the animals from Laban Arami? When the animals there were feeding, he changed the signs on the posts that the animals looked at, and the animals started giving birth to all the animals that he wanted them to give birth. Also manipulation. So where's Emes Liakov? Where is this? And Yaakov's Bechir HaOvis. Yaakov was the greatest of all the Ovis. He is Matosei Shleimo. He never had one child that was in any way damaged by the Pitkosh, by the Nochosh. Avraham Avinu had the Yishmol. Yitzchak Avinu had the Esav. Yaakov was Matosei Shleimo. Every child was perfect. And we see the parashas Emes LeYaakov. It's very interestingly, there's a sefer called Emes LeYaakov. Emes LeYaakov is a sefer. You know who it's written by? Yaakov Kamenetsky. And Ryaku Kamenetsky was the epitome of MS. There's so many different stories. Apparently he once was in court and the judge wanted him to swear on a Bible that he's saying the truth. He didn't want to. So he looked the judge straight in the eye and he said, "Your Honor, from the time I was a young child, I have never, ever lied. I'm not going to start doing it now. I do not need to swear in the Bible." And the judge said, "If that's the case, I believe you." He was so taken aback with the sincerity of saying such a thing. Ryaku Kamenetsky received a gift. He received a becher once. A gift. And he asked the one who gave him the becher how much it was worth. So he said, "Rebbe, it's a gift. You don't have to pay for it." He said, "No, no, no. You know, according to law, if you receive something because you are a rabbi, it's considered part of your wages, and I've got to declare the taxes on it. So how much is it worth in order to declare the correct taxes on it?" Yaakov Kamenetsky was Emes Yaakov. His sefer was Emes Yaakov. Emes was what it's all about. In his sefer, he wrote two beautiful pieces in this week's parasha, which are very, very well known. He said that in each of the obis, they had to bring their own akeda. Avram Avinu's akeda was taking his chesed, and at every stage, taking it and slaughtering his chesed. Lechel chom arzchol, leaving behind an old father, leaving him behind. Where's the chesed? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Go, split, go away, leave him." Throwing Hagar, his wife, out of the home. Getting rid of his son Yishmael. Taking his 37-year-old prodigy and taking him and saying, "Kill him." And Avram Avinu, at every stage, he went through and he got rid of his chesed for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to do that, he said, "Ati Yedati, now I know." Yitzchok's akedah is Yitzchok, what his considered akedah, Ayin Shom and Emes Yaakov, that's the Osed Lover. He hasn't yet done his akedah. But the akedah of Yaakov Avinu was taking his Midas HaEmes and stretching it to the level that he has to manipulate in order to allow himself and his Doris to survive. His strength was Emes. His strength was truth. And in order for him to survive and his generations of Klal Yisrael to be able to exist in a world with a Goyim, Yaakovino had to take his Emes and slaughter his Emes for the sake of the Emes. In other words, it's very easy for Yaakov Avinu just to go through life and being absolutely truthful. Everything a person says, he answers k'liboy kachpeh. But for Yaakov Avinu as an ishtom to go through the nesyonos of having to manipulate an Esav, having to manipulate his father who was clearly making a mistake, having to manipulate Laban Arami, and in order to do this, in order to survive, that was for him an incredible nesyon. It was not something that he enjoyed, as not something he wanted, chas v'sholem. In fact, we see later on, he was happy if he would have been caught out. But his nesayon was to take the MS, and as it were, slaughter the MS for the sake of Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. And that we'll see soon, is not sheker either. Yaakov Avinu's nesayon was to take the MS and to stretch it to the levels that Kodesh Baruch wanted him to stretch it to. Without him receiving the Bechira, without receiving the Brachas, Klal Yisrael never have survived. He took his MS and he slaughtered it. That was his nesayon. Lemaisa, though, the ends never justify the means. Sorry, the means never justify the ends. How did Yaakov Avinu deserve the brachas? How did he lie? How did he do what he did? What was Peshat in that? How did Yaakov Avinu allow to lie to do such a thing? In fact, let's ask even better. Why did Ribbono Shel Olam put Yaakov Avinu through such nisyonos that he should have to lie, they should be in Avera, in order that he should reach his goal of receiving the brachas? Why can HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give him the brachas otherwise? Fine, it's in the Nesoyin. But when it comes to brachas, the survival of Klal Yisrael, why give Yaakov that kind of Nesoyin and make him do a sheker there? On the Pasuk, when it says later on, Bo Achecha B'Mirmo, when Yitzchak says to Esav, "Your brother came with Mirmo." Mirmo means with cunning. The Pasuk says, Rashi says, Barachai b'mirmo, Rashi says, b'chochmo. Where's this Pasuk? Yeah. In Perik, Chavzayim Pasuk Lamed Hei, b'mirmo means b'chochmo. Mirmo means cunning. Mirama means deceit. How can Rashi and Unkelus translate it as chokhmah, as wisdom? The Peshat is like this, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And this is a yisoid that's brought down in many, many places, based on Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's brought from Rishonim as well, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings it out clearly. He says, truth does not mean the Webster's translation of truth. The Webster translates truth, the state of being the case. Kachazeh, the state of being the case. That's a Webster's translation. Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, there are times that saying exactly what the case is the biggest sheker in the world. For example, imagine your neighbour knocks on the door. A neighbour that you've known a long time, a good man, knocks on the door, and he's running, he's purple in the face, he's hammering on your door in the middle of the night. You open the door, your uncle, what's the matter? He says, there's a crazy guy outside that's walking from my car back into my house, and he's got a knife, he's trying to kill me, and I can't find my keys. Please let me inside. So you open the door, you let him inside. After 2 minutes later, there's a banging knock on the door. Open up! What's the matter? I'm looking for Chaim. What do you want from Chaim? Chaim owes me money. Is Chaim in there? Webster's translation, stating the case. Yes, of course Chaim's in here. The Torah will say, that's a bigger sheker. If you're allowing wrong to exist, allowing sheker to be able to survive in this world through your language, that is sheker. The emes is, Chaim, never seen him. No idea where he is. Sorry. That is emes. Somebody asks you, you know, I bought this car. Do you like the car? And you think it's an absolute lemon. And you can't give it back. The halacha says, you should say, fantastic, beautiful, wow. Oh, what a good buy. A color was not that beautiful. The Gemara says you have to say, kala noiva chasudo. Irrelevant the way she looks. Even the way she behaves. Kala noiva chasudo. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to give chen to people for their kinyan. What they buy, you've got to give them the appreciation. That's what you bought, whether rightly or wrongly, that's where you are. Make them happy with it. Is that sheker? No, that's emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meshalim b'pnei HaShalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed because of Shalom. Sarah said, my husband is old. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sarah said, she is old. It wasn't true. It is true. That is emes. The Das Chacham Musa says that this. He says, Musag emes v'shekehu. The reality of emes and sheker, legamrei ach musugas mimesugenu, is completely different from what we imagine as truth and falseness. Behischashiv b'titzor hanolda mimeno, when a person reckons the result that comes out from this, im hatachlis hayoitzes hu sheker, if the result is going to bring to sheker, azai gam hoim tsoi hamevi lidei ze hinhu emes. V'chein lehepuch. Sorry. Therefore, if what result is going to come out as being sheker, yes, then what you're doing to create that result is sheker. If what is going to, the end result is going to be emes, then the way to get there is going to be emes. It does not mean, chas v'chalila, a person has a right in any way to manipulate truth to come to a conclusion that he wants. But what it means is to say that Yankel is here, to say you have a terrible car, to say you did not marry the right person, is sheker. Even though in the translation of the word, according to Webster's, that is the truth. Yaakov Avinu is a midas ha-emes because he knew, b'chochma, like Rashi said, b'mirma with chochma, what is truth. He knew that truth does not mean to stupidly, blunderly go through life just clearly translating what he believes as a translation of the facts according just blindly. That is not emes. Emes is taking the facts, understanding where they're coming from, working it through, and making sure that what you say is going to produce a result that is truth. That is emes. Yaakov Avinu went through difficult nisyonos. Yaakov Avinu, as a man of Ish Emes, Titin Emes LeYaakov, were given nisyonos for him to be able to decipher clearly, what am I allowed to say in this situation? What result is going to be brought out? And even if I've got to change around and act and pretend, if the result is going to reach a result of MS, that is how I have to build myself. That's what I have to do now. And therefore, these nisyonos, these tests of Yaakov Avinu were a mitzvah. What happened over here was not despite the fact Yaakov Avinu was an Ish Emes, he went through with this. This created Yaakov Avinu, this strengthened Yaakov Avinu to show who he was, what Emes is, and that is how he became Emes Yaakov through these Nisyonos. Through dealing with the Esav the correct way, through dealing with Yitzchok, through dealing with Lavan in those ways to produce a result of Emes, through reaching those results, even through what one would call ultimately a manipulation, that created the Emes results, and that's created who Yaakov really was. It's very, very dangerous. It is extremely dangerous, playing with fire, when a person learns this message, that you're allowed to change results in order that everything should be okay. You know, I've got a family, I've got a wife, I've got children, I've got a job, and therefore I'm allowed to manipulate my tax forms in order to stay out of jail, because it wouldn't be an MS thing to be in jail, because my wife and family would suffer. Chas v'chalila. We're talking about doing everything right when you know the result is a correct result. Completely out piderach ha-teira. There was nevuah over here that Yaakov was supposed to receive the bechira. There was nevuah that Yaakov was supposed to be receiving the brachas. The result was clear. You can't make your own conclusions. Okay? Maya, you with me?
Yeah.
So over here, we have here Yaakov Avinu knowing that the result was that he has to have the bechira, knowing he has to have the brachas, otherwise Klal Yisrael will not exist. That being the case, Rabbis, look in the posuk. Yaakov Avinu dresses up. He does something. He's trembling. The Pasuk says that he says, what happens if my father catches me out? I'm dressed up like Esav. And what happens if my father catches me out? The Pasuk says, Ula yumisheni abo, maybe my father will feel me. Vayisi be'enav kemisatea, and I'll be in his eye like a mockery. Yitzchak can give Yaakov a klala through this. Yaakov gets a klala, Klal Yisrael is finished. It's doomsday. It's all over. So what does he do? She said, no, alayk alecho b'ni, don't worry about it. He got dressed up and he got exactly the recipe, the hidden secret recipe that Esav knew. Yaakov was made, Rivka helped him and he went in. Perfect. The plan is working exactly the way it should be. Says the Pasuk. He brought it in. Vayovayel Ovi, Vayma Ovi, Vayoyme Hineni, Miatobani, who are you, my son? Vayoyme Yaakov el Oviv, Onoichi Esav Bechirecho. I am Esav Bechir. Or Sisi Gashi about it, Eli, you did exactly. So I am Esav Bechir. True or not true? Question how you translate this, okay? Kumna Shva, please sit, Vachlam say the Bavut Verchana Nafshecho, that you shall bless me. Yitzchak says to his son, how did he manage to do it so quickly? Well, it's amazing how quickly he managed to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me siyato d'shmaya. Hashem helped me that I should do this. Yitzchak said to Yaakov, this doesn't sound like Esav. Esav does not speak about the Rebbeinu and giving him siyato d'shmaya. What's going on? Yaakov Avinu knows he has to have the brachas. He knows his mother has nevuah that he has to have the brachas. He doesn't have the brachas, it's all over. And he acts, and he's willing to go through with it, and he gets dressed up. And now, when his father comes along and asks him what's going on, yeah, he could just say, yeah, you know, managed. Yeah, it worked out. He opened himself up. Mamish, he was standing there on the precipice of disaster. Right? And he says he starts speaking like a Yaakov Avinu, like a tzaddikul now. Like Yaakov Avinu speaks. But you're supposed to be Esav. You can't speak like that. You're going to mess everything up. What's pshat? Says the Imre Emes. This is unbelievable. Beautiful, beautiful verse. Says the Imre Emes. That for Yaakov Avinu to go through with an Nisoyim of changing himself, of acting, that's one thing. That's one thing. That's what Rabbeinu Shlomo wants him in order to fine-tune his Midas Emes. To actually sometimes say things or act in a particular way that is different to how one would want to act for the sake of the result that comes out that's supposed to be in the end, that he's willing to do. But for Yaakov Avinu to let the words out of his mouth, that Koichi Va'otzim Yodi, that I was able to do something without Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, was physically impossible. It just wasn't possible. It's like trying to speak a different language and never learn a different language. It wasn't shaykh. When Yitzchak Avinu asked Yaakov, how did he manage to do it so quickly? What should he answer? Oh, I managed. Koichi ve'itzim yodi. It's not possible. Yaakov Avinu just couldn't. It's beyond his level of nisayon. He just couldn't. And he spoke and he says, Rebbein Shoylem helped me. Says Imre Emes that tzaddikim work in ways that although they know that they can reach a particular tachlis, they can reach a particular level of ruchnius, and they can get what they need. It's just a little bit out of hand. They can do something, a little manipulation. But by doing so, they're going to do a sheker, which is beyond their nisoyim. In other words, they're going to say, koichav o'itzim yodi, or not work with their mun in the correct way. It's poshut, something that's impossible. Shvisi Hashem and Negdi Tomei, they see Rebbein Shalom so clearly in front of them, it's not possible for them to do anything that in any way jeopardize their connection with Rebbein Shalom, even for a second, and even if it's for very, very lofty aspirations. You know, the Gedolim, there's a story my Rebbe used to bring down, Shlomo Zalman Friedman, the Rachav HaRov, used to live in Lugano, in Switzerland. And he had a very complicated lung operation, and he went to general anesthetic. And what happens is, you know, they slowly take off the medication, and a person wakes up after a while, but until he wakes up fully, it's in a very groggy state, it's almost like a drunk. And one starts slurring words, and one doesn't, it's not fully conscious. And it takes time for the drug to wear off and the person wakes up. But until that time, he just half words and eyes are closed, semi-conscious state. When he woke up from a deep, deep, deep anesthetic, he was mumbling something. So his Talmidim put their ears to his mouth and they heard him say, Leis atar ponumine. There's no place which is not does not have the Rebbein Shalom there. You may have to wash your hands, comes to Rebbein Shalom's name. Leis atar ponumine, there's no place without the Rebbein Shalom. Shivis Hashem Negdi Tomid was in the Kishkas. Reb Leib, I think it was Reb Elilopian, or it was either Reb Leib or Reb Leib Lopian, I'm not sure, one of the two, once fell down the escalators in a train station, an underground station in London. You know, it's very, very painful. You used to have the old wooden escalators and you fall down from a height. It's unbelievably painful. Yeah? And there's an older man already and he was tumbling down the escalators and there was a whole heap on the bottom of there. So one Talmud ran down after him, Rebbe, you're alive. She says, I'm alive and kicking the Yetzer Hara. On the floor, Shavisi Hashem and Negdi Tomid. Yaakov Avinu had to go through this act. But to say that I did something, that it's not the Rebbein Shleilam, it's possibly not the vocabulary. I may lose everything. What can I do? I can't speak Chinese. It's not something I can do. It's beyond my level of Nisoyin. It's just nothing I can do about it. I can't do something that I can't do. I cannot say Rebbein Shleilam is out of the picture. It's me. Story of the Chozer von Eblin. The Chozer von Eblin used to go, it's brought down over here in Mishchas Shemen. They lived in his town, a gon called Reb Israel Horovitz. He was known as the Eisenkopf, the Rosh HaBarzel. And Reb Israel Horovitz used to sometimes speak with the Chozer about various different Inyan Chassidus. One time, he came to the Chozer and he said to the Chozer, complained to the Chozer, that during Yontif time, thousands of Chassidim come to hear him. And he said, I don't understand why they're doing this. Yeah, I don't understand why they bother to come to me. I don't know anything, and I'm not Oritz. I don't know why they come, and it hurts me that they come to me. There's so many great people around, they should come listen to me. So the Chozer von Eblin said, I understand, it's a problem. What you should do is, next time, before you give a drosha, say, Rabbi Yisai, you're wasting your time, you come to me. And I'm a Oretz. A person's not a tzaddik, you've got so many great people out there, go to them, why do you come to me? So that's what he did, Kachav, he stood up and he started crying, Rabbi Yisai, please, help these chassidim, give them the knowledge, give them the understanding that ich bin ein garnish, I'm nothing, let them go somewhere else. Rabbi Yisrael, I beg you, go to Talmidei Chachamim, go to people who know what Yiddishkeit is all about, go to people who know to give over Shtik Torah properly. You come to me. The next Yom Tov, double as many people came. Oh, not only is it Talmidei Chachamim, he's an olive and a tzaddik. He said this in front of everybody, even more chassidim came. He came back to the chayza, and he complained to the chayza how terribly his plan completely messed up. So chayza said, you know what? You're right. These people, these chassidim, they love anova. They love emes to give tzidkus. Next time, go along and you say, Rabbi Yisai, chutzpah, only these amount of people come. Double amount of people should come to such a great person like me. A person Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik. Busha, they don't bring your family along. Busha, they don't bring your brothers along. A tzaddik, a god like me, that's all the people that come, only a few thousand chassidim. He said, if you do that, people will be sick of you, then nobody will come. He says, Rebbe, I know I'm Amoritz. Rebbe, I know I'm not a tzaddik, but I'm not a shakran. I can't say I'm a tzaddik. I can't say I'm a god of a Torah. I can't. Even if his thousands of chassidim will come, I can't see something which is, I can't say I'm a tzaddik. Yaakov Avinu could not say that he did something. Avada, he's got to act, and avada, he's got to go through the motions. But when it comes to saying that I am in control, not the Ribbono Shel Olam, a tzaddik can't do that. We talked about this in the past. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a fundraising dinner, and someone was willing to make a matching. Remember this story? Someone's willing to make a matching. They stood up and he says, Rabbi Yisai. One Gavir stood up and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I am willing to give half of the money for the new base medrash in Lakewood if this Gavir over here will give the other half. And so he stood up, and this other wealthy man was furious. He's putting him in the corner in front of everybody. How dare you? How dare you manipulate me to the extent that it's all falling on me, the base medrash? I mean, I'm willing to give my donation, but don't manipulate me. And it was really heating up. He said, okay, Rabbi Yisai, break. You know, we'll deal with this soon. Went to the back, and Askon and those people who were involved in yeshiva said, you know what? Let's call in this wealthy man. And we'll speak to him, and we'll say, listen, you know, this man's willing to give $500,000. If you give $500,000, how much are you willing to give? $100,000? We'll raise the other $400,000 from the other people. And you say you're giving $500,000. We won't tell everyone what's going on. Yeah, that way we'll have a base medrash. So Moshe, the Aaron Kotler, and my base medrash should be built on Sheker. This Gavir, this wealthy man is giving $500,000, wants this other man to give $500,000, doesn't want to have $500,000 from all everyone together. Do you think Torah can have a cum? Do you think Klal Yisrael can have any survival built on Sheker? No way! And they have no base of Medrash. It was a complete failure, that fundraising. But Baruch Hashem, today, there's Lakewood. And it's growing, and it's steiging, and it's growing from 1 year to the next. Because I need a base of Medrash, but you can't take Boishim out of the picture. That was Yaakov Avinu. Let's carry on. What was Yaakov Avinu doing b'shas Maisa at the time when he was going into Yitzchok? What was going through his mind? Zohar Kodesh brings down shebeshor she'omer Yitzchok liYaakov goshono v'moshcha b'ni hatzeh b'ni esav v'imloi hispalel Yaakov tefillah chareishus arach Hashem isbaruch. Yaakov Avinu was davening to Ribbono Shel Olam v'omer El Hashem b'tzerosoli k'rosol e'encha Hashem etzlicho nafshi misfa shekem noshim remil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save me from Sheker. Asks Reb Gedalia Shor, Yaakov Avinu, you're doing a Sheker. Okay? You're manipulating, as it were, Yitzchok. You're davening to Ribbono Shel Olam, you shouldn't do Sheker. But you need Sheker. We just talked about that beforehand. You need that Sheker, as it were. You need to give over this untruth in order to do what we believe is true. So what are you saying? Hashem, save me from this. That's not the time to talk to Davin now. Save me, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that my word should go through. Not save me from Sheker. Not only that, the Pasuk says, Ulai Mesheni Abo. Maybe my father will realize who this is. My father will fill me. What's Ulai? The Gros says, the difference between Ulai and Pen, it also means perhaps or maybe. Yeah? Pen is something that you hope will not happen. Pen, Pasuk says, for example, pen yiftel avavchem. Yeah? Perhaps, pen, that's something bad. Ulai is, on the contrary, I want it to happen. Maybe means I'm hoping that will happen. Ulai yimisheni abo means I'm hoping my father will actually fill me and catch me out. I'll go through all the motions. I'll go through my... I'll do what I have to do. But halavai, no sheker comes out of this. So here he is, he's going through the sheker, and he's davening, and he's hoping. What's going on? Why is he davening about the sheker? What's going on? Says with Gedaliah Shaw, the Yaakov Avinu knew that he had to manipulate Yitzchok to the way that he'll give him the brachas, and that is emes. But if a person does this too often, then it rubs off on him, and he becomes by nature a shakran. Yaakov Avinu is davening Rabbeinu Shem, I've got to do this, but I don't want it to become part of me. I don't want these half-truths to become who I am. The Pasuk says, and the Aruch Chaim brings down by Ir Nedachas, you've got to wipe out the whole Ir Nedachas, and the Pasuk says, and I'll give you rachamim. What says the Aruch Chaim? Why should he give you rachamim? Because although you're doing a mitzvah of wiping out a whole city, men, women and children, that's a mitzvah, but you come beteva, your nature will become an achzori. By nature you'll become a person who is unfeeling and uncouth and a murderer. Says the Pasuk, no, after that I will give you back rachamim. I will give you rachmanas to make it back to what you were beforehand. Yaakovin is davening to Rabbein Shalom. I have to do what I have to do, but don't make me into this person who runs a lie through half-truths. The difference between this week's parasha, between a Yaakov and an Esav, is a difference between people who are able to determine the emes and at any price to stick to the emes, or those people who run their life with half-truths to manipulate other people and sometimes even their own minds in order to reach their goals, which they believe is important. There's Rabbeinu Shleilam. Rabbeinu Shleilam is going to run the world whether one likes it or one doesn't like it. One doesn't have to lie one's way through things in order to reach one's conclusion, one's goals. Yaakov Avinu had in the Soyim. To reach the goals, he had to redefine emes as not just merely without one's mind, using one's mind, just think without thinking, going through and translating words. No, just what it is. Yaakov Avinu had to use his chokhmah. He had to use his mind to understand emes is a result that comes out of it. And sometimes one has to change a little bit in order to reach the real conclusion of emes. Titin emes liyaakov. I saw a beautiful vort and finish with this. It's brought down. The Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Mabei says about checking a shechita knife. Yeah? And it says, Rav Sheshes Bodak Lo Bereish Lishna. Rav Sheshes would check the shechita knife on the tip of his tongue. Some people check it, obviously the way we check today is on a nail, and he checked the tip of his tongue. Which is very difficult to understand because it's a sakana, and how can you do such a thing? So Mephoroshim say that Rav Sheshes checked Bodak Le Bereish Lishna, he checked, not Peshat, he checked his shechita knife. When a shochet came to him and he wanted to give him meat, Rav Sheshes did not check the shochet in Hilchus Yoredeya, because hopefully a shochet knows that. But if a shochet is absolutely emes, if a shochet is able to give over to Rav Sheshes his real being as being an Ish Emes, and he'll never change Chas V'chlin anything to Sheker, then he can eat his meat. But if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, can be a Talmud Chacham, he can give Daf Yomi. Yeah, but for the sake of supporting his children and family, he can sell trade for chickens to a community, we're in trouble. That's not Yiddishkeit, that is Esav. That is Esav. That is taking and manipulating Ishi Deir Tzayid Ish Sadeh. Daddy, how do we Maisa Kash? How do we Maisa Melach? That is not Yiddishkeit. The difference between a Yid and a Goy, or Yiddish Hashkofer and Goy Hashkofer, is if it's Tamimus or whether it is Ishi Deir Tzayid. And one gets so mixed up. Someone once went to the Chofetz Chaim and said to the Chofetz Chaim, the army have called me in, the Russian army. Should I say I'm older? Or should I say I'm younger? Because each one has its benefits. So the Chofetz Chaim, ever thought about saying your real age? Is that you never thought about? Oh, should I do this, should I do that? And sometimes we have to do that. In our past, we had to do that. Yidden had to survive. In order to live in a Pale of Settlement and live amongst the Goyim, we had to do different bits and pieces in order to survive the goddess, because the persecution was against us. We don't have to do that today. There's no reason why you have to swindle on taxes. There's no reason why you don't have to be straightforward. There's no reason why that has to be done. And it's a culture that is a godless mentality that you've got to get rid of. That today, in a culture where it's able to survive in a world where to be MS, they'll catch one. Eventually, a person will be caught. And the Chil Hashem that comes out is incredible. Titein MS Liyakiv, to run one's life with MS, to look at Sheker as the most despicable, despised matter, to use MS in the correct way, that the result should be MS, not Chas V'Sholem, just to blindly go through life translating things the way they are, to make sure the results become MS. If one does need to sometimes change things, that you shouldn't rub off on one should become Chas V'Chalila, somebody who's not an Ish MS. That is Be'ez Hashem, our future in Klal Yisrael. That's our future in the generations. Children are able to decipher truth. If one does not give over this Midas Emes to children, there's no survival. Pesach Kron once said that a child once asked his father to sign on his Chumash that he learned this amount of Chumash. And his father said, I can't sign it. We never learned Chumash on Shabbos. He said, but I have to get into trouble for my teacher. He said, I can't just sign an MS, I can't tell lies. He says, oh yeah, when we were going across the border from America to Canada, they asked us, do you have any letters, do you have any mail? And we said, no. I was sitting on it. He said, children pick up on that. He said, a child came back. He said, a Rebbe saw a child negotiate another child in the playground. What negotiating about? A child's tooth just came out. Another child said to this child, give me your tooth. You only get $5 when your tooth comes out. I get $10. So give me your tooth. I'll say my tooth came out and we'll split. You take your $5, I'll take my $5. Child never realized that parents are going to ask where the tooth fell out from. They never thought of. At such a young age to manipulate. Is that Yaakov? Is that Esau? That is what the parasha is teaching us. Titin emes le Yaakov chesed l'Avraham.